is a lighter topic today. But I think that the topic is, in my understanding of many questions, many practical questions, and certainly many, many medical issues. So I think this is a fundamental sugya in understanding of hashgacha and in practically the way that we make decisions. How do we come to the sugya? So we come to the sugya because the Gemara wants to understand Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava, maskif lo Rav Ada Bar Ahava, mimai dechiko mizilu Yaakov lebnei al tzinim upachim. Dividei shemayim ninu. Dilma al aryeh veganve dividei odom ninu. So we come to this discussion because we're going to discuss in greater depth Rabbi Nechunya ben Arkona. Rabbi Nechunya ben Arkona's chiddush is that Kom Levit Rabbi Minei applies to Chiyuvei Koris as well. Our Mishnah doesn't accept Nechunya ben Arkona. That's where we get to this. Rabbi Nechunya ben Arkona's din, Rabbi Nechunya ben Arkona's din is based on a Xeris Shavah. What does the word Osoin mean? One of the sources of Kom Levit Rabbi Minei is going to be the low the yomer bechinotzu anoshim v'dogfu isha orba v'yotzu yodeh v'lohi yosain. If no one gets killed, so there's not going to be a chiyuv misa, then onish yonish, then you'll pay the meivul odes. But mi yosain, if somebody gets killed, rachmanu litzlan, kom leimid rabba minei. All right, I have to get back to Rav Nechunya ben Arkona and discuss his kiddush and how he fits into the other shitas and shas. So now the Gemara goes on a tangent. And the Gemara says that what does lo yia osein mean? So Rav Ada Bar Ahava said that lo yia osein, we should learn pshat and lo yia osein from lo yia osein when it comes to Nechunya ben Arkona's chiddush is lo yia osein should be interpreted in accordance with the other place that the word osin comes up. What's the other place? Vayomer lo yered b'ni machem ki achiv meis v'hu levadoi nishar v'koro osin v'aderech asher telchu bo lo yiratem esivosi b'yogin sh'olam. The interesting however whether this is one of the mekoros for the sheet of the Gro that we often refer to of understanding the nuances of words based on the first time it appears in Chumash. So, when Yaakov Avinu warned his children about a possible upcoming Osain, so what was he worried about? So Rav Ada Bar Ahava explained, better yet, Abai explained, Nemar Osain Bidei Odom, and then we're also Bidei Shemayim. So Osain need not mean the Koro Osain need not again V'lo Yia Osain will only give an Oynish Momain if there's no Osain. But Osain could mean Koris as well. It could be Bidei Shemayim. Good. How do we know that? So Rav Ada Bar Ahava says Techiko Mizul Yaakov Livnei Al Tzinim Upachim. So Gemara says, "Atu Yaakov, Yizer, Aholo Yizer, I'll call me the Yizer." Good. So that's how we come to the conclusion that the word Osan can refer to things that are Bidei Odom, like being counted on by one's brothers, or Shimon being put into prison, or Osan could also be Bidei Shemaim, bigger things. As Rashi says in Chumash, that when a person travels, so the sultan is mekatrek, so things can happen. So that was Yaakovina's concern. All right. Now our Gemara says, Maskif lo, Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Maskif Larada Varahava, me by the Hikomizer Liakov Libinel Tinum of Bachim, Dibi Deisha Mayim Nino. So Rada Barahava uses Tinum of Bachim, the results of being too cold or too hot, either dehydration or what's it called when you get. Was that?
Frostbite.
Right. So those are examples of, Rav Ada Barahava says, those are examples of Bidei Shemayim Ninu. And Gemara says, but that's not the Memra of Shas. HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz V'Sinim Pachem. So in the end, the Gemara says, you're talking right. Sinim Pachem are Bidei Adam. So Rav Ada Barahava was correct in his question, and we should have phrased, or he should have phrased himself, Dechikom Mizri Yaakov Lidnei Al Tzinim Upachim Dibidei Odom Al Ari Veganve Dei Shemayim. Alright, what's Ari Veganve? Different kinds of Mises based on. And what Tzinim Upachim? Dehydration, heat stroke, frostbite, right? Tosva says, so that's the pshata. Kol bidei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim, except for the impact of hot and cold. The Gemara says, Rashi explains, shepa'olim shebon b'pshiyah. Because sometimes they're a result of our negligence. Right? A person is negligent and doesn't take water with him and he goes into a hot hike. Right? So that's not every dehydration is pshiyah. But sometimes it's not pshia. Sometimes a person is well hydrated, afal piken, right? Sometimes the weathermen say it's going to be 80, and their mistake, it's going to be 100, right? So you prepared, you do everything you're supposed to do. So then, it's not a pshia, but sometimes it's a pshia. Shepamim bom pshia. Good. Why does Rashi say it's referring to pshia? Where did Rashi come up with this formulation that's pshia? No, Kuf Mem Dalet, right? And the reason I gave the Maramokim Kuf Mem Dalet is because I wanted you to appreciate that this line is a halacha. Al Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Tzinim Upachim is, not to say that if it would be a Galata we wouldn't take it so seriously, but I'm saying it's that it makes it all the way through to Chayshim Mishpah Shulchan Aruch. It can be used in a Din Torah. Gemara in Bava Basra says, you have partners, two brothers, they're running a business together. So the Gemara says, in what situations do the partners have to absorb the liability of one of the partners, and when do they not absorb the liability of one partner? You have two brothers, two partners. They're equal investors, and they allocate the profit, equal investors, equal expenses, equal amount of time. And then they allocate they distribute the profits. No, vayayoyim, that one of them gets sick for 2 weeks. So what happens? That month, do they reallocate? Or, so one guy says, what do you mean? I was sick, I couldn't come in. I think it's the same. I agree, I couldn't come in, you were sick. But he didn't, what did that to do with the business? Maybe they were two brothers, or they're two partners. Right, but business is business. He didn't work. He didn't earn. So just because I'm a partner, so I have to suffer your loss. If you'd have your own business, he also wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't work. He wouldn't earn. So it'd be closed. So now that we have to be partners, so I have to now pay for your illness. All right, kache, you go to. Either you have savings, or you go to the rabbi, and he'll raise the money, he'll take care of the stock for you, he'll take from the gemach. Right? Halach lemaisa, because the partner says, you know what, I'll be a very nice guy, and I'll give you allocate your funds. And then he goes to his rabbi, and he says, can I take this money from maisa money? I say, my achrayas. So Gemara says, it depends, right? It depends how he got sick. If he got sick, and it works also in terms of profit as well. Gemara says one brother gets assigned by the government to be the tax collector for that month. So that brother now is not showing up to work. That brother is earning very nicely. He's happy not to show up to work because those 2-3 weeks He now has become a tax collector. He's getting a third of the collected taxes. He's doing much better. He tells his partner, "You get the entire. You can take the entire profit from the store this month. I don't need it." The other partner says, "What do you mean? You're not showing up. You're working for their. We're partners. That's my time. We committed ourselves equal investment, equal time, equal profit. So you're taking time from the business and you're working for the government. That's my time. So I want equal. I want." So the Gemara says, "Who's right? Who's wrong?" The Gemara says, "Kol b'dei shemayim, chush b'tinu b'pachem." Right. In other words, if when a person gets appointed to be tax collector, that was b'dei shemayim. So therefore, our partnership has a partner. Because Baruch Hu gave us another contract, a government contract. So we're partners in it. If the person became sick, Rachmana Litzlan, it was beyond his control. So then, our partnership has to support his illness, his liability. On the other hand, if it's Sinim Upachim, it was Amar Shugana. He had to go skiing on the weekend, and he didn't. He put on one scarf, a chule, right? He thought one scarf will be enough. So the guy comes down, it's frostbitten, he can't come work, right? So the partner says, because you were mazik yourself, so therefore I should support you. So Gemara says, halacha l'maisa, chutz mitinim apachem. How do we translate tinim apachem? So we translate pshia, not pshia, right? And that would be dependent, and that would l'chaira be the way that we would evaluate things. This is to show you that in my mind how important this principle is. If you look through the tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein from the 50s till the 90s, 80s, so he has four tshuvas on smoking. Right? The first tshuva is, it's okay. Shomer nafshei, it's a pasuk. Is that? Shomer psoyim. Shomer psoyim Hashem. The last tshuva is that you have to be careful even about second party smoke. Right? So, people who don't understand the sugya think Rav Moshe changed his mind. That's not what happened. Klal. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, when do we say Shem Yipsoim Hashem? When can a person say that I'm allowed to do this activity? Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. So Gemara says Kepishim Doshu Be'Rabim. That if most people are doing this activity, so then we say Shem Yipsoim Hashem. Right? I would suggest, based on this Tosfos, Hezbra Dover. That's Tosfos' definition of pshia. Kevon shadoshu be'rabim, if very people, if society is doing it, then it's not a pshia if I do it. But if very people aren't doing it, then it's a pshia. So Rav Moshe's tshuvas were saying that in the 50s, when the dangers of smoking were not known, when they were not, had not been established, Doshu be'rabim, and intelligent people who loved life thought it was okay to smoke, so then it was mutter to smoke. But 10 years later, 60s, when scientists began coming out with the studies that it was a sakonis nefosha to smoke, so that's when the shomer psoim Hashem, when kevin shadoshu began to shift. I don't remember exactly whether the 60s or 70s when Rav Moshe said it was awesome. It's not Rav Moshe changed his mind. The Metzius changed. And it doesn't mean, I don't know whether, when I say Metzius right now, I mean the perception of people. Doshu be'rabim changed. Because that's the Metzius that we evaluate. Because Lanias Daiti, But I'm suggesting, because that becomes the evaluation of what's a pshia, what's not a pshia. So what Rav Moshe was saying is that when doshu bei rabim, so then it's not a pshia to smoke. Then it's mutter. But 10 years later, when intelligent people stopped smoking, it started in the 60s and 70s, so then all intelligent people who loved life and had some shlita al yetzer stopped smoking, right? Sometimes people are judging other people. But, so then it became usher. Then when secondhand smoke became established scientifically, also became usher. Right? But that wasn't a shift in understanding the halacha. That was following the evaluation of doshu beirab, which laniyos daiti, I'm suggesting, is another way of formulating tzidim apachim. Right? That's why this is such a crucial laniyos daiti. It explains a decision maker in terms of one's activity. All right? So that's why I think it's an exciting Tosaf. So Tosaf says, v'holda amrina. So again, this idea, bon b'pshia, that's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Gemara in Baba Basra says, sinim apachim ar pshia. The Gemara in Baba Basra takes this Gemara, halacha l'maisa. It'll determine the allocation of funds in a din Torah. Taisa says, "Vodir min lo lo mayamid odem b'mokim sakana. Omer yochel lishmaratzme min aparonos. V'chein kir notu idosu laver tachto v'hosam min apshir yochel lishmaratzme." What's the kasha? What's the teretz? What's Taisa's kasha? What's the yimtaimer? What's the teretz? Vodir minon. Omer yochel lishmor. No. What's the kasha? Hakol b'idei shemayim. Chos mitinim apachim. So that means if I see that a wall is beginning to shift weight, I take out my Gemara, not sinim, not pachim. Right? No. So I can sit there and have lunch there. Gemara says, al yamid odem b'mokim sakona. Ol mayochel lishmas min aprona. So I can say it's kol b'idei shemayim. So I should say, I sit next to this wall. If I go next to another wall, Kadosh Baruch Hu make that wall start. Either Kadosh Baruch Hu has a din against me, has a din against me. So Gemara, so Teisha says, no. Oser odom laver tachto hosam min apshia yochel lishmar atzma. That's sinim apachim. Sinim apachim doesn't mean dehydration and frostbite. It means those aspects that a person, al viderech hateva, is able to watch himself. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra, min apshia. The vade should be yodei la mis atzmoi. Gave you the Ramban, that's chalik in this. Avol kishimi vino lov min ha-shamayim bo'oynes. Yiyef shaloi lishmor. But if, rachmanu letzlon, a person gets ill, and there's nothing he could have done differently, or nothing that he had to do differently, because he followed. In other words, now there's a deeper chiddush over here. And this, some of you will take issue with. Right? There's a bigger chiddush. Based on this Tosfos, an unscientific chiddush. Based on this Tosfos, if a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, got cancer, smoked in the 50s, in the 1950s, and got cancer in the 50s, then that was a din min hashamayim. And if a person smoked in the 70s and got cancer, that was not a din mishmayim. That was pshia. So that's what Taisa is saying. Taisa is saying the din mishmayim depends if it was a ma'aseh pshia or not. So you can have, and so now what I'm suggesting is that the way that illnesses will appear will change. It should change statistically. Because the same occurrence, right? The same occurrence, a scientist in a lab will say it's the same thing. And therefore, we'll have a hard time explaining why the preponderance of a disease during one tkufa will be different than the preponderance of the other tkufa. So since we can't figure what's coming from, so we'll say it's global warming, right? We'll say it's Tidu Vachem, right? The Gemara says. So we can't figure it out. We'll say it's environmental. Could be Tidu. But in terms of our Shkofa, so what Tais was saying is that you could have the same disease process, the same scientific disease process, but it's a different process in terms of the Rabbanu Shlomo in his world. Because once we get a better understanding of how this disease comes about, and once we get a better understanding of the actions that I can take to prevent it, so then whether I take those actions or not will determine whether I'm a Peshay or not. Right? If a person has a terrible, terrible, Rahman is a terrible diet, he eats all the things that the FDA should need. Right? So if he ate them and had a sedentary lifestyle, right? And then Rahman al-Islam, he has heart trouble. Right? So the same, if this was done in the 60s, he's an honest, right? But if this is done in the 2014, he's not an honest. He's a Peshaya. So in the 60s or 50s, whatever it was, so then that was considered to be, so that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving him a din. That was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu determined, gave him that was the Sana Toikev. But in 2014, it's not, I don't know exactly how Kibbutz works things out, but it's not happening because of his zechuyus, and it's happening because of Yiderach HaTeva, he was a Peshaya. Right? And you can go a step further. It could even be that, not to the point of Meshagas, but it could even be that once the... too unscientific for you. someone just makes jokes. You know, I shouldn't get offended. That Kadosh Baruch Hu could respond to the Kadosh Baruch Hu could respond to the different to what's going on in the scientific community. Right, Lu Yitzuyer. The scientists discover in the 2050 that they were totally wrong in their understanding of how our diet works. Off base, they find terrible flaws in all the studies about lipids and so does that mean that everybody in all the guys who are exercising in 2014 about those man, they come in 2050, same as a big joke. They did the studies for. Mamish, it's all genetics. You can exercise as much as you want. Genetics, and it doesn't matter. So does that mean that the guys in 2014 were Mevatel Zman? No. Because their Rebbeinu Shlomo would respond, he works in the world as we understand it. So if a person doesn't exercise in 2014, it's a Peshaya. Even if scientifically, we will no longer be able to reconstruct the dots later on. Right? L'chor, that's what comes out. Why? Because the driving force of here is pshia not pshia. What provides pshia not pshia is information, valid information. Right? So again, it doesn't mean that one follows every single study, otherwise you'll have Yom Kippur every single day. but it means you have to, one has to make decisions based on doshu be'rabim. One has to make decisions based on scientific community, on evidence, on the way that people make decisions. That's Doshu Be'Rabim. I'm allowed to follow the social climate, so to speak. It's a very democratic process. Democratic process. Only a very small percentage of people are scientists. So why are we following the democratic process? Because that's what determines, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Koyveya, whether it's a Pshi or not. Kevin Shem Doshu Be'Rabim. So I think it's all based on the... Go ahead.
And just practically speaking, you can only say that outside the laboratory, because or else if you were to say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu always did it based on what, actually based on Metzius, based on what the scientists thought the Metzius was, then they would never be able to discover the Metzius differently. So if you're to say that, for example, if you're to say that that smoking in the 50s yeah. was always a din, right, had nothing to do with the pshia,
right.
So then, really, the relationship between smoking and death would not be one a scientific relationship, rather a relationship of din. So scientists would have never been able to discover.
Okay, so
it's
a good aura. So first of all. We'll discuss at a different time, but two horrors. Number one is that this is, I would assume, to a great extent, the Gemara will discuss, the Torah discusses, is for Klal Yisrael. All right? So you're saying that we could never do a good study in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Tzarechin. But the second horror, I mean, it's a good horror, if you think about it. The second horror is that... Chazanish explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu is monitoring what goes on in the lab. Chazanish understands that what happens in a lab is more and more of a gili of Kadosh Baruch Hu's teva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu determines when he's ready for the gili of that teva to happen.
So the different Ashkot, basically there's a different rules of running the world in the lab. But Hashem knows that when Hashem knows that a certain person or such a certain situation is being studied, that he won't necessarily he'll choose differently how he's going to interact with it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're asking a good kasha. I have to think about it. And you're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is micromanaging every lab. I don't know if we'd go to say that, but I do think we would go as far as to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is determining at what time he wants to be Megala, which refuahs, and which pathways. He determines, just like Chazanish says, just like in Divrei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu monitors Chiddush, he nichu mokim l'skader boy, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala certain understandings of Torah at a certain time, and then he allows later on other Chiddushim to become understood. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing, and it stands to reason it should be, in Gilei Teva. And the understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu's nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu is monitoring when we're ready to understand nature on a deeper level. All right, so again, you are have to think, how does this work out in the micromanaging of a lab? Okay, tzarchiyin. But in terms of the overall picture, I would accept that's correct. That follows.
I just have a question. If we were not arguing that the danger was never existing, we understand that danger existed even in the 50s, but just the fact that we didn't find it, even though we were working on finding a bit increased one because of whatever it was,
yeah,
doesn't mean that it wasn't there. Therefore, at that point, we're just worried about the perception.
Right. No, I forget your first name.
The
Tal is saying is, you mean the following aura, which you may have answered. Tal's aura is that based on what I'm suggesting, so scientists should not be able to uncover medical processes.
Why not? They're constantly looking for the source that is there, even though we don't know it yet.
Right, but another, they should never be able to make the connection between a person dying from cancer on a smoker. Because in the 50s, the real determining factor would be Doshabe Ravan Harapshiya. So what you're saying is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the natural process may be in place, but the Ribbono Shel Olam intervenes and doesn't allow the natural process to happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not changing nature, but he's allowing a person in the 60s to smoke, have terrible lungs, and to live nevertheless. Whereas, so therefore the disease process can be studied. Could be. Like that haven't...
I mean, you said it's because smoking increases your chances of getting more cancer, but it doesn't mean if you smoke, then 100% will get...
Right. But you still have to have a study was the one that provided that information with us.
Right.
So Bitzalel is saying, how could you get such a study based on what I'm saying?
The study would just be studying the odds of you having din.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good horror. Right?
Right, but they could see
but again, it applies to maybe only be for Klal Yisrael.
They could still, they could still see the process that it happens in, and then they just say that's the process that it happens in, and than just how often it happens.
So that would work on biological autopsy studies. It wouldn't work with database studies. That's what I'm telling you. Okay. Weiter. So Tosfos says, so the first point that Tosfos made is that he's just pointing out to us that when we go through certain sugyas, we should understand that sinim upachim is a code word for pshia, and we apply the word pshia. The im toimar v'odar shinan v'heser shemim chol kol choyli zet sina olma dibidei shemayimu yishloimar dahaynu sheyochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu oylamoy oyitin loy malbushov lo yitztorech li zoher. Right now, what's Tosfos asking over here? We have a pasuk, a bracha. The bracha is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we are tzaddikim, we'll do mitzvahs. A Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove choili. The Gemara says, what's Kadosh Baruch Hu going to remove? He's going to remove frostbite. He's going to remove what's it called? Another word. Right, hypothermia. So Tosfos says, wait a second. Removing those because we're tzaddikim, he should be removing. If we're tzaddikim, we should be removing the choili that we have no control over. Right? The bracha is, I can go outside because I'm a tzaddik, so I can shower and go to minyan right away on a cold winter day. That's the bracha. So the Tosfos says that the bracha is not, and this makes a lot of sense now, because either way it's going to be difficult. What's the bracha removing choli? If choli is a response to din, if the choli cannot be prevented, so then it's a response to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur. So obviously if we are zeicher, so then we're not going to have a bad din. Right? Is that all it means? The whole pasuk means that if you do mitzvahs all your life, so every year Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you'll get a achsiv achsiv achsiv. That's what it means. Or it means tzina. So what does that mean? That Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because we're tzaddikim, so we can all do, when you ski down in a dish, what's it called? We can all, what's that? No, it's an Olympic sport, no? Is that what it is? So it's because we're tzaddikim, so then we can all take our lives in our hands and put on helmets and do crazy things. That's the bracha of a tzaddikim. Right? So the Tosfos says, no, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the wherewithal to be more nizer. Sheyachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu elomoy. Oyitin le'malbushim. V'lo yitztorech li'zor. He'll make life easier for us. He'll make it easier for us to be able, instead of a person having to stay inside, instead of a person having to he doesn't have enough heat in his house. So he has to go to the library, otherwise he's a peshay. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the ability. No, he can stay at home. He can have heat in his house. His heating taka works. That is a person has to be zayecha. Esir shemim chokol choyli. That's pshat the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says, why did the Gemara say zed sina? See, understand what Tosfos is saying. Explain the Gemara ba'omkus. Hey, shemim chokol choyli. If kol choyli, if it says, what's pshat in the sukkah? What's pshat in the bracha? So Tosfos Malkorcha, the most reasonable bracha for there to be is for Kadosh Baruch Hu to say that it'll give me the wherewithal to have a more comfortable life and give me greater opportunities not to be appreciated, to watch over myself, and it shouldn't be hard for me not to be appreciated. Right? Person gets moshul v'dover doimer. A person has a certain condition, right? So now, in order not to be a pesheya, he has to go to the doctor every year and get scans. And so, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him didn't give him a machla. He gave him a pre machla. But now, if he doesn't go to the doctor once a year, doesn't drink this horrible liquid, doesn't go to get these scans, doesn't have the pachad, the pachad every time every for 3 weeks before he has the scan. So he's a pesheya. You're right. Let's say he does everything he's supposed to do. He follows the doctor's rules, the mountain he's supposed to do. So then, Kol Bidei Shemayim. person who is person, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us chus. What's his chus? That this doesn't become my obligation of not being a pesheh. That's his chus. I don't have the pachad. I don't have the scan. I don't have the miserable drink. So that's v'heisir Hashem imcha kol choyli. V'leit starach lizar. Vim toimar, next kasha. V'pachem v'idei shemayimu, k'nimim v'reishas rabam, Antoninus l'Rebbe, also in Gemara. Antoninus says to Rebbe, right, Antoninus was the king or governor who was very friendly with Rebbe. I think he was the king. So he says to Rebbe, Tzali alai, daven for me. Omalei, Rachmana shizvech mitzintam. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect you from cold. All right? Now, could be, Tzorchi and Gadol, could be, why did Rebbe choose this?
It wouldn't
work. Was that?
It wouldn't work.
I knew it wouldn't work.
It's cold in your mind, I knew it wouldn't work.
No, it could. No, Rebbe could be saying this bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the clothes and that'd be the bracha. It could be that Rebbe couldn't say, I'll give you a bracha that you won't contract tzaras or something. Maybe a better example, tzaras. Because that depends on his chuyas. Could be that's what Rebbe was saying. Not sure. But shizech mitzinta, we have a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the wherewithal that we don't, that it'll be easy for us not to be poishim. So omalei dotz usa. I came to the good Ador, and all you tell me was, Kadosh Baruch Hu should keep me warm. I'm Antoninus. I have, the Gemara says, he used to have radishes and he had fruit and vegetables year round. Season didn't matter to him. I can afford a coat. I can afford a fur. So first of all, I'll send my hunters out, get 10 more squirrels. I can afford a good coat. So Amalei Tishtozim Misharba, Kadosh Baruch Hu should make sure that you don't get heat stroke. Amalei Kidei Tzelusa. That's a good davening. The Ksiv Einis Mechamosei. But Vayter, what's he davening for? Kadosh Baruch Hu should make it easier for him to be nizer from Shia. V'yesh Loimar Dikro Ksiv Oivri Drachim. Or another teretz and Heisim Hashem Imchol Kol Choyli. The krok siva oivei drachem of Muhammad, kederach and malachim oisim, the vederach ain odom yochel izar menachayim. Avalam roitze leisha bevesa yochel izar, she yoshe bebayis shall avonim, ekonis bemartiv. What's the second teretz Seisus gives? What's the bracha? What's the pasuk of Eisa Shem Chokol Choyli? No? Who's that? It's almost.
It's the first one.
But
there will be no need to protect yourself. You can go outside.
Right, but what's the, how does Seisus phrase it though?
That people who are outside need help, but if you want, you can just go inside.
Right, so I agree with what Tzal is saying. It seems to be the way I'm saying it, and maybe it's Sarachian. It seems to be another variation of the first interpretation. But he's saying you'll be able to live normal, right? In other words, you have to travel sometimes. You have to go sometimes to different places, right? So does that mean that a person can never put himself in any situation where there's a possible exposure for some kind of pshia? How far do you take the pshia? So that's Hesim Chashem Kol Chayla. Right? How far do you take the valuation of pshia? So that could be the bracha, which again, I agree with Bitzalel, it seems to just a almost like a different nusach, but a little bit of broader. Go ahead, Yoni. I don't know. Why do you say that? I'm not sure. Why do you say that, though?
Because that's the question. The question is, it sounds like from this Maisa with Antimus and Rebbe that he is completely B'nai Shammai, because Antimus can control that. And brings it up in the Pasuk, in the Samech HaMasa, comes close and says, there are certain times where that's not going to
be able. Let's say, so that makes sense with Mulchum. At certain times, when a person has to be exposed to the sun, and so all we're saying is that we're saying it's correct, but we're saying is in that case it's not a pshia. Person goes to battle, so a person's under threat, the enemy's coming, right? So you can't make a cheshbon then, but it's going to be too hot to wear my fatigues, right? So then you think then he's not a pesheya, right? If that's what Taisa is saying, the Taisa is saying the situation determines what's the same situation. It could be the same event. In one situation is a pshia, in a different situation, not a pshia. Right? Yeah. So it's going back on the could be. Everything's correct. I'm not sure, but sounds good. Good. Again, so the running idea in this Tosfos is akol b'deishrayim chus mipshiya. But chus mipshiya becomes l'anias daiti becomes now a defining understanding in many different parts of Anhaga. It's a defining understanding how to interpret sometimes events. Right? In other words, a person sometimes events which took place and Hanhaga of how a person should act. In terms of what activities a person should engage in, or events which took place, Rahman al Islam. This becomes sometimes let's say a person engages in something dangerous and then Itaki got hurt. So he comes to Rabbi and says, can you help me do tshuva? Should I check my mezuzahs? Right. So the rabbi has to figure out, the guy was a pesheya. Not the mezuzah's fault, he was a pesheya. Right. You have to check the mezuzahs. If a guy wasn't a pesheya, right? The guy wasn't a pesheya, so then this becomes part of his relation with the Rabbanu Shalom. But a person is ill, a person, Rachman Shalom, smokes a pack of two a day, and then gets terribly sick. So then he comes to Rabbi and he says, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling me? Right? What kind of tshuva should I do? Right? What kind of cheshbon nefesh should I do? So Rabbi should say, that's really a wrong track. Wrong mesichta. Right? This is a person's pesheya. Right? But on the other hand, if a person says he wasn't pesheya, asisi kolma shemutal lay lasos, I did everything. Followed all the... and then Rachman Latzlan. So then Taka, that's a different way of looking at it. Then one has to look at it in terms of Cheshbon and Nefesh. Right? So that's why this Taisus, in my mind, is crucial in understanding events which are taking place, which took place, and in terms of Hanhoga. And what I'm suggesting is that this concept of what is, which is, again, an elemental concept, but I believe that that is the driving concept in other Gemaras about risk-taking and permissible activities. Okay.